My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm starting to really hate watching this team play the Panthers. I don't know. It almost reminds me like the Red Sox and the Yankees before 04.
Yep.
Just, you know they're going to beat you. You know that they own you. You know there's nothing you can really do about it. No Barkov, no Tkachuk yesterday, and you still, it's not like you just lost. You're giving up shorthanded goal, like, That was awful. That was an awful. I do not like watching this team play the Panthers.
Demoralizing.
I don't like it. It really is. It's, and they're out there. And credit to Pastrnak, who was throwing some hits out there. Credit to Marchand and these guys for trying to stand up to this Florida team. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You hit them. You knock them down. You get the whistle there. You get some penalties. There's like 10 penalties in the first period. Whatever it was, and they just don't care. They take the hits. They absorb the punishment, and then they skate right around you and score a goal. They skate off to the box after doing some dirty crap, and then they turn you over in the neutral zone, boom, back the other way, and they beat Swayman, who did not have a good game last night, by the way. Not his best, and I'm a Swayman apologist. But, listen, it's the whole team. It's not just him. This whole team, when they play Hampus Lindholm, I close my eyes, I see him losing the puck in the neutral zone. Like, it was every single time he was trying to break the puck out. The Panthers on that forecheck are nasty, and the Bruins have no answer for it. And the only reason why I care so much, and the only reason why I overreact so much when the Bruins play the Panthers, is because, as Scott McLaughlin told us, and I believe his Razor sort of hinted at as well, the Bruins offseason was all about competing with and beating the Panthers. And so far, Ruh-roh. It's the same old crap.
And good news is you only play them one more time, and it's not till January 11th, I think. You get a little, for you specifically, you won't have to watch the matchup for a couple months. The thing that was demoralizing for me is I've kind of dubbed Tkachuk the puppet master, whatever you want to call the maestro, whatever.
Yeah.
He wasn't out there.
Nope.
So even when he's not out there, they still play you like a fiddle. And it's gotten to the point where I don't want to overreact. But what is this Bruins team's identity? Because you're clearly not going to slug it out with Carolina. You're not better than them. You're not more skilled than them. They mm-hmm. feel more skilled, more physical, more feisty, more competitive. Like, what is it you'd say would be your preferred approach to beat them? Because right now it feels like the only way you're going to beat them is if your guy, Swayman, is just on his head, lights out, ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he's not right now because I still have that. Now, the numbers are out of whack because of this game, but it was 22 games, 11 wins, 74 goals apiece. That doesn't feel it, that's a balanced stat sheet. That's a balanced debit. Pros and nope, doesn't feel that way because when they need to, when they want to, they beat you. And if they're so in your heads, I don't know whether you want to call them, you referenced the Yankees, Red Sox. Are they your daddy? Are they the Bruins' daddy? Or are they just your big brother?
I think they're your daddy at this point.
Whatever you want to call it,
you
they are
you said big
that.
Brother after the first game. Now I'm saying daddy. And by the way, in between kicking the Bruins' ass, the Panthers lost to the Senators and the Sabres, the two worst teams in the division. Not by record already so far. I mean, we'll see what they actually end up being. But last year, those were two teams down in the cellar, and they got outscored 8-3 in those two games. They just own you. They just own you, and they know it. And, man, it is tough to watch. It is tough to sit down and watch the Bruins when they're playing that team because you know it's in their head. And you know that Marchand, you know that Pastrnak, and even the new guys, you can tell. It's like, all right, this is our thing. We got to go out there and we got to really show them this time that we're not going to let them take liberties and we're not going to let them take runs at our guys and all that. And we're going to stand up to them and blah, 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 blah. And they try. I mean, listen, they tried. They tried to settle the score in the first game. And they were down, what, 2-0 in the first 5 minutes? Yep. Same thing again. I mean, really, like, it wasn't that much different. We were on the air, so we weren't watching it. I went back and watched it later. But, Beecher scores that first goal, and then all of a sudden Lindell answers back a minute later, and then by 5 minutes after that, all of a sudden you're down 2-1. And that's just the way it's going with this team. Like, they cannot beat these guys, and it sucks. You know, it sucks to think that you're probably going to meet them in the playoffs. You know, this is probably going to be another playoff matchup. You're going to need a miracle if you want to beat him. Bobrovsky's going to have to go down with an injury or something, and even then I'm not sure that that's going to be enough. And I just feel like the Bruins, they know, and they've had this problem before because it's not just Florida. Florida's the team right now that's sort of in their way. But in the past, it's been the Tampa Bay Lightning. Mm-hmm. In the past, it's been the Carolina Hurricanes. Yep. In the past, even that 1 year, was the Islanders. It doesn't really matter. There's always someone there. And that's the most frustrating part of all of this, because eventually you feel like, all right, it's got to be the Bruins' turn here one of these times. And 2 years ago, it seemed like it was going to be. It seemed like it was going to be the Bruins' turn. Here they are with the Vezina winner, right? Like Tim Thomas flashbacks with Linus Allmark there, and this is the guy that's going to ride them all the way to the Stanley Cup final and raise the cup again. And nope, instead you get knocked out in the first round by Matthew Tkachuk and the Florida Panthers. And now they're this new boogeyman team. And every single year, it seems like, there's some new boogeyman or, you know, the recurring one or whatever. But there's always somebody in the way. And that's frustrating. You just wonder when they're going to break out of that thing.
And that is the frustrating part. Because I was going to say, in one sense, there's no shame in not measuring up to the Stanley Cup champions.
Right.
Right? Like, they're the best in hockey. And even some of the way they are built and the way they play the game, Montgomery's talking about, they're sort of the measuring stick of competing, right, of battling right now. Not just skill, but the way they battle and they play the game. But as you said, this is like a couple-year window where it's the Panthers. But it seems like it's always a couple-year window, and it's never your window. And we had some in the Twitch chat that are like, the identity of this team is they're soft, which it may be. But if you're soft, aren't you supposed to be more skilled? Like, softer and less skilled is not a great way to go through life,
no.
Right? Like, that I feel like
could
is
be the name
identity.
Of my autobiography.
Softer and less skilled?
Yes.
The Christian Arcand story. No, and you know, they the moves they made perceived to be for the Panthers, get a little bigger, right? Get a little, like, slower, theoretically.
Right.
But, like, you're...
Although Razor said, no, they're not any slower. They're slower.
They seem it.
They look slower.
They definitely do. They absolutely
even
do.
Even in those games they won, even against Montreal and L.A., I mean, they didn't look like they were skating circles around.
And they're not
yeah.
playing well, either. That's right. Part of it. And I don't know if that's early in the season. I don't know if that's sort of, you know, spin-off from the whole Swayman thing. Because he's not playing great either. You're giving up shorthanded goals. Like, he's not. I think you're second in the league in goals allowed or something like that right now. You've given up a lot of goals pretty
yeah.
quickly in the season here. And they're just not playing well. But the good news is, silver lining, Andy, it's what I do these days on this show, seemingly to balance out your negativity sometimes. Silver lining is you're done with the Panthers for a while. Although, I would also argue that their head coach doesn't believe they've been playing good hockey at all, no matter. Wins, losses, Panthers, not Panthers. He does. And I'm going to bring up a topic we talked a little bit about last week, which Razor kind of put us to bed and was like, well, if he doesn't get a contract, the players are going to basically revolt to support
right.
him. Right now, this seems like a hockey team that is not invested in doing what their head coach wants.
Not trying to save his
right?
job, it doesn't seem like.
They're
no.
not disciplined. They're
right.
not winning. He's calling them out for playing undisciplined hockey, lifeless hockey, standing around.
Watching, yeah.
Those are all the markers of team that needs a coaching change, not of a team that needs to give their coach a 3-year contract extension, right? So if they really do love their coach, you know the best way they could probably show it?
Win some games.
Win some games or and do what he asks you to do.
Beat the Panthers once in a while, Jesus. I mean,
play hockey the way he wants you to play hockey, because you're not doing that right now. And you're making him look bad. And if this really is some weird early season trial period to make sure the wheels don't fall off,
right.
The wheels haven't fallen off, but they're wobbling a little bit. You might need an alignment here, so you might want to pull out of this before you get your coach in trouble.
Yeah, agreed.
If you care.
Coming up.
I'm using Razor's theory that they care. They like him.
Yeah, and I think they do like him. I think that's all true. You're going out west here starting tomorrow. You got the Avalanche, that new Utah team, Utah hockey team, and Nashville. And then, you know, you get Toronto and a couple other teams, Carolina coming up. You know, like these are some of the teams that you're going to have to deal with. These are some of the good teams in the NHL. And so far, you've played two good teams and two schmeh teams, and you've gotten your ass kicked by the Florida Panthers both times, which, again, it's four games into an 82-game season, everybody. I understand that. I'm not saying that the team's not going to make the playoffs or that they're doomed or anything, but I do think that when you make such an effort and such an emphasis on building your roster around beating the Florida Panthers, and then you get smoked by them two straight games early on in the season when roster construction should be paying off and showing out a little bit, that's disappointing. I was disappointed by that. I think it was a disappointing outcome all around. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.